producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire. Bismarck Mandan's legendary 550 K-Fire. Home of the two debates tonight, 6 and 8. Check that out. Also, AM 1100 The Flag, all of western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. And don't forget, KTGO, Boomin' to the Bakken, KLTC in Dickinson. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. You can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, and let us know what's on your mind. We love it when you do. You can text Todd. He's waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. I think that bonus thing, Todd, kind of sparked the text today. They're rolling in, aren't they? My God.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell our next guest that I actually said Todd might have somebody saying, I'll pay to negotiate with you if he gets enough text to the program. So we're going to try this in the radio world. You know what I'm saying? Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, is here. How are you, sir?
You know, I'm good. It's always comforting to get home, particularly to Bismarck. And anytime I'm in North Dakota, it's a good thing. So excited to be here today at the University of Mary, and good to see you, my friend.
You as well. Now, your folks are here, right?
I'll be here this afternoon. I had a chance to spend some time with them last night and stay at their place, so that's an added benefit. Never get home as much as my mom would like to see me back here, and but I'm happy to report I'll be back here for the holidays, for Christmas, with all my siblings, and be a special time.
Did you live in Bismarck your entire childhood?
You grew up in Bismarck, yeah. That's where I was born, and until I lived there until I went to school at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, so spent time there, and then ultimately moved to the Twin Cities immediately after graduation. So Bismarck is still home, and I hardly recognize aspects of Bismarck, and particularly western North Dakota now, compared to, 25, 30 years ago, but it's still the spot for me.
What do your kids think of North Dakota?
Well, they're probably sick of hearing about that's where Dad's from. They love it. I think they take some pride as well, and they're certainly big University of North Dakota hockey fans. That's been pounded into them since they were very little.
It's a little dangerous in the cities too, right?
It is, but yeah. they take great pride in that, wearing their Parisian Taze jerseys into Xcel Energy Center or Mariucci Arena. But it's good. My kids, my kids obviously understand it's a heritage of our family and their grandparents. And they've been back often, love Medora, love the Badlands, western North Dakota, and, of course, I've spent a lot of time in the Red River Valley, Grand Forks in particular over the years.
How did you start with the Twins again? What was your first gig there? Were you doing something on the media side?
I interned. I was fortunate enough to gain an internship in February of 1990. Just wanted an opportunity to maybe get a full-time job and spend some time working in sports, and that came actually. My first full-time job, Scott, was running the Twins Pro Shop in Richfield, Minnesota. I had mixed feelings about it at the time in terms of, here I am focusing on retail, and nothing against retail. I spent a lot of time working at Herberger's in high school. But nonetheless, it was not necessarily the path I thought I'd take. But it worked out. It gave me an opportunity to work with a small staff of people, and ultimately a front office opportunity came in February of 1992, and I've been there ever since.
That's pretty amazing. It really is. Intern to president, right?
Yeah, and someday probably back to intern.
Not after last year, by golly.
I have learned that it's a what have you done for me lately type of business. But that's what makes it great is people care. People care deeply, and I've been very blessed, and it's been an absolute privilege to work a day for the Twins, let alone 25, 26 years.
Now, who's your boss? If you're the president, the boss of the Twins, is it the Polads?
Yeah, I work for Jim Polad, and the team is owned by the Polad family, and Jim Polad is the designee amongst the three brothers, Jim, Bob, and Bill, that that manages the baseball side of their businesses. So I work very closely with Jim. It's great. You know, Jim is more engaged in baseball today than he's ever been, and has really become, I think, a very influential owner at the league level, much like his dad, Carl Polad, was for many years. So Jim was very instrumental in the search and the hiring of Rob Manfred to be the new commissioner. He'll be involved in a variety of really critical issues impacting the game going forward. So his involvement brings me in to some extent, which is great. And, you know, he's 100% committed to making sure that we have what we need to not only win on the field, but a great fan experience, and that we're engaged in the community. And that's all I can ask for.
Some folks might not be aware of this, but the Polads have some business interests in North Dakota. Yep. MBI Energy Services, yep. Jim Arthod's company, they're major investors. Yep. And I don't know how long that's been. It's been quite a while. I think when MBI said, hey, this is going to get big, and let's double down and get some big-time investment, and found the Polads. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're committed to this region. Obviously, it goes without saying the Twin Cities is their focus. But they're excited about their what they've done here in North Dakota and western North Dakota. And that's been a good positive experience for the family. I've had a chance to spend some time with that group when they come down and visit us at Target Field and probably have some meetings with ownership. So it's good. They have a diverse level of interests, and they're good people. I think sometimes with the Twins and the involvement with a professional sports team, it has a way of dominating the dialogue and the perception of them as owners, whether they're cheap because they didn't sign X, Y, and Z, or did this or that with the team, but I think it clouds really what they are in terms of business people and people that are ultimately committed to this region.
Jim, who now runs the lead family member, different than Carl?
Well, Jim is probably a little bit more, engaged relative to the ballpark in terms of, you know, what we can do specifically around fan experience. He's certainly, I would say he's probably a little bit more aggressive in terms of some of the investments we might make around free agency. I mean, if you look at what we've done the last 2 to 3 years, we've spent a fair amount of money to try to bring pitching here. Some of that's worked, some of it hasn't worked. But I'm not sure that would have been the case with Jim's dad. So Jim's very supportive of that, and I think we'll see more of it. And a lot of things that have happened inside the organization, building it out, really modernizing the Twins. I give Jim the credit for that. He's understood the importance of whether it be analytics, whether it be facilities in Fort Myers, the Dominican Republic, wherever it is. The organization has evolved mightily over the course of the last 10 to 15 years.
Target Field is hard to top for a baseball experience. I mean, it is just flat out awesome. And I see you're going to double down a little and even go add some significant investment on one of the outfields, right?
Yeah, you know, Target Field, you're right. It's a great ballpark. We understand that. We believe that. And I think our fans believe it. But we also know that we have to continue to evolve the facility. It has to continue to be fresh and feel new. And there's aspects of the park that we think we can make better. One of those was center field, the area above the batter's eye. We think that we certainly can make it better aesthetically, but more importantly, in this case, we can make it better from a fan experience perspective. We're going to create two new levels there. One will be kind of open to all fans, known as Minnie and Paul's, sitting right below the signature Minnie and Paul sign, and then below that will be a season ticket club known as Catch, and will be an exclusive space within the facility. So all be completed before opening day, April 11, 2016, and I think it's going to be some great additions and some new gathering spaces for fans, because one thing we know is that fans coming to ballparks these days tend to be much more transient than maybe fans of 10, 15, 20 years ago, and particularly younger fans look for different places in the park to gather with their friends, stay connected via their mobile devices, and the game might be a little more secondary to their experience than maybe for you and I, Scott.
Sadly, that's the case more and more, isn't it? We brought a group down this year, and we're shopping for different places for tickets, and I found one of the most popular spots was this sort of the high tops where they're serving up the food, yeah. And you have waitresses and everything else, so that's even gone another
level. Yeah, you know, we spent a lot of time looking at really what that experience is and maybe what it should be, or what it could be, would be maybe the better way to put it. And there's no doubt that when you look at the research and you look at the analytics around particularly younger people, so I would say anywhere age 25 to 34, maybe 25 to 44, they view the experience a little differently than our generation did. And therefore, I think it's important that those of us that are in the facility business that we evolve with that and continue to cater them. And going forward, you know, technology is going to be the single biggest driver of change within your game day experience, and that's part of it. But also the design of the facilities are going to change mightily if you kind of look around and see what's going on.
Pretty amazing. What's the bar now? I know, you know, when, what was it, Cleveland or Baltimore first did this kind of stadium you have and set the standard, and you guys
have. Well, Target Field's one of them.
It is
there's
great.
No doubt. You know, I think it's viewed that way. AT&T Park in San Francisco, no doubt, is still there. Camden Yards is still a special place. I really like what they've done with Coors Field in Denver with the right field area, where they actually took out a huge section of seats and added a whole new experience there with the rooftop. So there's a lot of great facilities. We continue to be pushed every single day in the Twin Cities by what's going on at the Xcel Energy Center, with what's coming with U.S. Bank Stadium.
Ooh, that's something. Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, we're going to go from probably having maybe the worst facilities out of any major city in the United States in the Twin Cities to having the best.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break, talk a little baseball, the X's and O's, and some of the off-season things going on with acquisitions when we come back with Dave St. Peter live from the U-Mary.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Manny.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to help me out here. Manny is our call screener, Dave.
All right.
And Manny's actually down in Burnsville.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
I'm well, Manny.
So I know you're sitting there going, you're talking to the president of the Minnesota Twins, and you're talking about, you know, all this, you know, sort of fluffy stuff. I want to know, kind of what's in the news. I want to talk about this guy they're paying $13 million just to negotiate with. So, Manny, give it your best shot. Go ahead. Dave St. Peter, he's yours.
Yeah, Dave, I was curious about what you guys like about this Byung-ho Park guy from Korea. He seems to be a big slugging out first baseman DH guy. What do you guys kind of like about him, and what's the process going to be like to try and get a deal worked out with him, possibly?
Well, Manny, that's a good question. You know, I personally have not seen him, but I've talked to a lot of our people who have, because this is somebody who's been on our radar here for a while, and for certainly over the course of the last month or so when it became clear that he was going to be posted by his Korean team. We like his power. There's raw power if you've seen any of the video. The man can hit the ball a long way. We think he's a guy that makes our lineup deeper, and ultimately we actually think he could, if necessary, play some defense, particularly first base, if necessary. So we understand that it creates maybe a perceived glut over there at first base and DH, but I think Terry Ryan has said it best. I think our hope is for Miguel Sano to move to the outfield and to hopefully take either right or left field and to be in that lineup every day. And if you're able to do that and start to pencil out your lineup, and you could see Park in there with Maurer, with Plouffe, with Dozier, with Sano, with Rosario, all of a sudden you've got the makings of a lineup that we think will be better offensively. So we have a ways to go to get Park. We won the bid, but that bid becomes a moot point if you don't get a contract done with the player. And that's the process we're going to undergo now. We have 30 days, I think, until December the 8th at 5 o'clock Eastern. I think we have that time period to negotiate with Mr. Park's representatives.
And if nothing comes of it, the $13 million
Correct.
You don't pay that.
Correct.
Okay.
This is the way it works with the system that's in place for players out of Japan, out of Korea. This might be the system that will be in place coming out of Cuba eventually.
Wow.
Not there yet. But
if you get them, then the $13 million goes to whoever, the league or whatever?
It actually goes to the team.
Goes to the team, okay.
It goes to the team. And that's their system in terms of how they, I guess, justify having their players leave their league and move over here to the United States to play in Major League Baseball.
It's big bucks.
Yeah, this guy's a good player, and he's playing right now for the Korean national team in a huge international tournament. So I don't know that he's going to hit 50 home runs here, but we project him to be a significant power guy and certainly a guy that could help our lineup.
Steve Hallstrom, who's my partner, longtime sports anchor at WDAY-TV, is somebody else I said, okay, I'm chatting with Dave, so I'd love to know what questions he said. His one was, are the owner's going to let you spend the dough on pitching and catching out?
Well, they just let us spend the dough on $13 million and a posting fee, but there will be more to come. Yeah, there's no doubt that, as I've said previously, I think there's a perception that the Poleds put a budget and we can't go a nickel over it. That's just simply not the case. Terry Ryan has a lot more latitude than that. We're going to try to make this team better. No doubt that catching is one of those areas that we think we can help Kurt Suzuki. There's a couple catchers out there that have great appeal to us. And then the bullpen, I'd say, is probably the other area, potentially starting pitching. But bullpen is an area that's also a priority. I'd also say that whether it come in the form of free agency, now we're talking about Park internationally. The other thing fans should look for, and I don't think it's impossible that you look at considering some trades over the course of the offseason. So we have to exhaust all those areas, and I know this. I know we took a significant step forward from a year ago. We still have some needs to ultimately catch the Royals, which will not be easy. But before we go to spring training, I'm optimistic that you'll see a team on the field that can contend, if not for the AL Central title, certainly for another postseason spot.
Paul Molitor had one heck of a season, I would suggest. Is he one of your top hires, you think, and as you look back over your
team? Yeah, Terry Ryan deserves the credit. He recommended Paul. I have tremendous admiration for the way Paul went about the job, because sometimes leaders, particularly in this case, you know, Paul had never managed a team, never managed a little league team, but he knew what he didn't know. He never let his ego get into the way. He sought counsel from the likes of Tom Kelly and others, and really hired a coaching staff that he, you know, brought together, and they had acknowledged that maybe early in the year, maybe during spring training, there were some mistakes made, but he is such a baseball savant and really commands respect for multiple reasons. Clearly his on-field play, but really the way he treats people, and he's a very thoughtful guy in terms of what he can articulate. He did a great job for us, and I think at this point, I view that as a great hire. I told Terry Ryan he's 2 for 2. He's hired 2 managers. The first one was Ron Gardenhire. And that worked out pretty darn good for us for 13 years, and now he's hired Paul Molitor, and I think that's going to work out splendidly as well.
I only have a couple minutes left here, but I have to ask you about your service on the University of North Dakota Nickname Committee.
Well, I thought we were out of time.
And, you know, I know today, by the way, Ed Schaefer is about to be named the new president of UND on an interim basis. But so there's definitely some new leadership coming, which I think we're all glad for. So I'm going to look forward as much as possible. But there's 2 choices left, Fighting Hawks and Rough Riders. Which one's going to get your vote?
Well, I don't know that it would be appropriate for me to share my vote. I will tell you, I think that, like so many other people, I have a significant case of nickname fatigue. I was outspoken as one that believed that we should have had the opportunity to retain North Dakota for another period of time. That said, I think it's time that we pick a name and move on. I think there's pluses and minuses with both names. I'm excited to see maybe the next step of this once we have a name, in terms of the evolution of that brand and the logo and all of those things. But
how long a process should that be? So, in other words, if it's Fighting Hawks, should it be, hey, let's take the next year and do this right before you implement it?
Well, yeah, you got to take as much time as you need. My recommendation to the committee at one point was that we should have done that on 5 names and really had a vote once we saw the evolution of what a brand could be, because I think some of the names were easier to do that on than others and perhaps had an advantage. But, I think you need to take your time and you need to hire the right people. There are a lot of different groups, so certainly some here in North Dakota, some outside of North Dakota, that do this and create, you know, international brands. And that's really what we need to think about this as. This is a big deal. We need to get this right. And first impressions, I think, have a way of dominating our society. And ultimately, when people see that mark for the first time, what that impression is going to be is going to have a lot to do with, in my mind, in terms of its long-term success. You need to vet it. You need to go through the focus groups, a level of research, and then you have to have some talented people ultimately create that mark, and I'm excited to see how it plays out.
You do North Dakota proud, sir. Thank you very much for your wonderful service to many causes here, but also leading the Minnesota Twins and just being a great ambassador for North Dakota.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here this morning, and love your work.
University of Mary Lunch and Learn happening at 11:30 today, and Dave St. Peter, we'll keynote that, so come on out. That's in an hour. Should be great fun at the Gary Donaldson School of Business on the campus of the University of Mary. More on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Sues can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandSues.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Sues.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes to competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
And we're back. The fog continues, by the way. This is not letting up, and we're constantly reminded by listeners that they're seeing a lot of vehicles out there without their lights on. I realize I'm up on the hill here today at the University of Mary. It's a world-class institution. And Amy Chiders just actually taking Dave on a tour before he ultimately speaks for the group here in about an hour at the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. But he was just telling me in a break, he said, I can't believe how many great things I'm hearing about the University of Murray. It really is amazing. I mean, there's construction trailers up here, and there's a lot of great things. We're working on scheduling Monsignor Shea here again soon to just keep an update on all of that, so we really look forward to that. Going to chat with our guest, Kevin Williamson, on his new book, The Case Against Trump, in just a moment here. We also have, what else do we have? Well, we have texts and emails we've just not gotten to here. But before I do anything, I have to ask you to make a special effort to join us tomorrow for Veterans Day. And when I say us, Choice Financial, Cloverdale Foods, as well as good folks like Coca-Cola Bismarck, getting the soda for us. And I'll have a very special bun and chip sponsor to announce tomorrow on the program. But all kinds of folks have really done this. And, of course, the iHeartMedia team here in Bismarck, along with Flag Family Radio. We are really, really, really looking forward to this day. And ultimately, the beneficiaries, the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. All right. And they have a lighting campaign going on right now. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. We'll find out more about that tomorrow, so you can answer any questions you have. We've got Dave MacGyver and some others that will be joining us. We're going to talk with some vets tomorrow on the program as well. And it's just going to be a great day. But here's what I want you to do, and this is why I said a special request. Bring a vet. Find a vet. If you know one, if you don't, there's one around you. Just ask and bring them. If you don't know any vets, come and thank a vet, because we know vets will be there. They'll be participating in this. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and really looking forward to it, celebrating vets on their day, Veterans Day. That'll take place, free lunch for the friends at folks at Cloverdale from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the K-Fire 550 studios. That's the radio studios for folks in Bismarck, not downtown, no, all the way out on East Rosser, 3500 East Rosser, okay? That's the location, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Big Flavor Dave from Cloverdale will be there. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with brats that taste so good you can't believe it, and all the fixings. So we are going to have us a grand old time tomorrow celebrating some great vets. Bring a vet, thank a vet, and if you'd like, make a free will donation. of any kind to the Veterans Cemetery lighting project, I'm going to be doing the same without any question. All right. Speaking of veterans, we had one call in. I want to play that, and then we're going to get to Kevin. So go ahead and roll the comment that came in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline from a veteran.
Hi, Scott. John from Carrington here. Hey, Scott, I'm a disabled veteran, and I sat and listened to this fellow that just called you screaming about third party and Romney and not voting for the Republican. Well, sir, you deserve what you get when Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States. I know that people should vote for who they want, but we need to come together. Any Republican is better than this woman who can't keep a secret. How would you like it when she's there and gives our secrets away to everyone when she's a president? She gets them all of them then. It's just ridiculous, Scott. I understand that he's not happy with some of them that come. But, that, you know, that's like with the other candidates. When they lose, they fall in behind and support the one that finally won it. This third party stuff, all that does is get the Democrat elected. I'm not happy with the ones that they get sometimes. But this is just insanity. Voting, not going to vote. Again, sir, when you do that, you deserve what you get. When what happens to this country, it's just silly. I'm begging you to please rethink this type of strategy. It does not work. All it does is get Hillary Clinton elected. Thanks, Scott.
John, thank you for your service, and also thank you for your comment today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Our next guest is National Review's roving correspondent. So he covers everything from the intricacies of Swiss political culture to marijuana legislation in California, poverty in Timbuktu, a native of Lubbock, Texas. Began his journalism career at the Bombay-based Indian Express newspaper group. Spent 15 years as an editor there and has worked all over the globe, Politico to the New York Post and every place in between. He also wrote a great book that is called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Socialism. That's a dandy. And a few others as well. He is a Pulliam Fellow at the Hillsdale College. I know a lot of our listeners love that as well. And he's written a new book called The Case Against Donald Trump. Yeah, that'll get you thinking. Kevin Williamson joins us on What's on Your Mind. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Please say hi to Jay Nordlinger around the water cooler the next time you get a chance. He's a good friend of mine, and I haven't talked to him for a while, but fellow author.
Going to have lunch with him in about an hour.
Are you? Would you say Scott Hanlon says hi?
I will do.
Yeah, and ask him when he's coming to North Dakota. We can ask you the same thing, as a matter of fact. Kevin, when are you coming to North Dakota?
I've been there, but I should probably get back sometime soon.
What did you come out to North Dakota for?
Oh, I like driving around the country. I've been to every state except for Hawaii now.
I love it. Well, tell Jay you'll drive him. That'll be a good thing. But he actually, we did an interview one time, and I invited him out and said I'd give him a tour, and he took me up on it. We took him all through the Bakken, so it was a pretty good time. But anyway, I want to talk about your book, The Case Against Donald Trump. Obviously, is a title that grabs some attention right away. Is it not being made right now by the other candidates, by the media? Do you feel that there is a need to make a case against Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think that there is. And in short, the question I always put out was this, is imagine you have a very successful business person who inherited a vast family fortune largely based on real estate, became a sort of tabloid celebrity for a while because of a sex scandal, parlayed that into a reality television show career, which was further parlayed into some very profitable merchandising deals. Tell me why Paris Hilton should be president of the United States.
Well, you had me going there for a while, yeah. And you're saying Donald Trump is the female, or excuse me, the male of Paris Hilton? Is that what you're? Is that the moral of that
well,
story?
Well, if you take the moral of Maples thing instead of the sex tape, yeah, they've had essentially the same career. If anything, she seems to be on path to be slightly better at it. Her merchandising deals are doing pretty good. Trump, of course, is getting fired by Macy's and other sorts of people who no longer want to be associated with that name. So, there's not much of a good case to be made for Trump, I don't think. I don't think I've heard too many people make it. And the case against him, of course, is that the presidency isn't a starting-level job. He's a basically dishonest and dishonorable person. And he so far has not really managed to spell out in any kind of detail any sort of convincing policy position about any issue of public concern. This is a guy who's been in the public spotlight since I was in elementary school, and I'm a guy in my 40s. You know, he's had decades in the public eye, and he's had all of those years to become a leader, a spokesman on some issue of public importance, but he's never lifted so much as a pinky finger in the service of anything other than his own celebrity and his own financial interests. And I just don't think that makes one a very likely president.
So, and by the way, questions or comments are welcome. We have a lot of Donald Trump fans in our audience. I said the other day, if I had a poll, for instance, guess at a poll of the callers, I'd say 70-30 in Trump's favor.
Yeah, maybe
from our audience, which is a conservative audience. I mean, they are not a liberal bunch. Now that so again, that's my own audience here that I talk to.
Well, celebrity is a very, very powerful thing, and it's very difficult to resist celebrity. I think for a lot of people, and Trump is a very, very famous guy.
But I want to say. Sorry to interrupt you, Kevin. Let's finish. But I just want listeners to know anything you disagree with here or want to talk with Kevin about. Look, it's fair game. Give us a call, and we're happy to have a conversation here. This wasn't a half hour designed to bash Donald Trump. It was to let you know that there is a iconic, respected conservative chronicle known as the National Review that has an individual that has done some research here that ought to be part of the equation. I don't hate any of these candidates. I don't hate anybody. I think we all need to spend some time learning a little bit more about them, and Donald Trump has rocketed to the top, so it's worth, I guess, doing a little vetting here. So 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But anyway, go ahead and finish your thought, Kevin. Sorry.
Oh, and of course the other thing, and this is really the fault of the Republican Party, is that people really care very deeply about the issue of immigration, particularly illegal immigration. The Republicans have been afraid to touch that issue for a number of reasons, and it's enormously important to people. And, of course, Trump has picked that up, which is what has given him, I think, some standing with a lot of people who are otherwise conservatives who are voting for this guy or supporting this guy, who's a lifelong supporter of Charles Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, the woman against whom he presumably would be running, a guy who is pro-abortion, who's in favor of gun confiscation, who's in favor of enormous redistribution through taxes and these sorts of things, or at least he has been over the course of his history. He changes his mind about things every 7 minutes. But the Republicans' refusal to deal seriously with the question of immigration has left the field wide open for irresponsible people to do that, and Trump is one of those irresponsible people.
You know what's amazing to me is watching him, and I would ask our listeners, whether you like him or not, tonight, if he gets asked, for instance, Kevin, ask me a question you think he'll get tonight. Just pick something off the top of the top of your head.
What should we do about our financial relationship with China?
Here's what you got to know about China. I have a wonderful, I mean wonderful, relationship with Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn's going to go there. He's going to be a killer. He's going to be incredible. You need to just put him in the spot. And look, get out of the way. I'm telling you, I've done this. I've made a lot of money. I'm here to tell you, I've made a lot of money. A lot of money, okay? And I have a wonderful guy in Carl Icahn. He's going to go take on China. Now, I think I said wonderful five times. I said, he repeats kind of the same stuff. And I often, honestly, get done and go, he didn't say anything.
No, he doesn't. I mean, his sort of whole argument is, well, trust me. You know, his argument is, well, I'm good at this sort of thing, so you should just trust me. Never mind that I don't have any sort of real policy ideas. Never mind that I don't have any real experience on this sort of thing. You should just trust me. And I think that leaves it, open to fair questions about whether you should trust Donald Trump. Would his ex-wives trust him? Would the business partners that he shorted, the creditors that he screwed over the years, trust him? I'm not sure that's really the case. This is a guy whose main organizing principle in life seems to have been fairly narrow self-interest.
His kids seem to like him and work closely with him. I mean, I don't know that you need to do a character assassination against the guy, but
I think character really comes into play when someone's entire argument isn't here policy X, policy Y, policy Z. This is what I believe. When his entire campaign is about me as a person, because I'm such an awesome guy, you need to put me in this job. I think it's fair to ask what kind of man he really is.
Yeah, although I don't ever hear him saying I'm an awesome person. I hear him say, I am awesome. I mean, the guy's got a giant ego. I'm not saying that, but here's what I'll do when I've made a lot of money. Rather than, I'm just talking about, the human person part of it. Anyway, hang tight, Kev. Let's continue this conversation and get into some policy concerns you have that are, sort of 1, 2, 3 when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You hear me talking about how Heedals has it, right? And you instantly think, yeah, exactly what I'm looking for. Heedals has that part, as they always do. Well, they also have great people. Folks like Eric Monegoski. He's in Bismarck, actually. And isn't that a great name? Polish-German. I love it. Grew up in Mandan. And his grandparents immigrated from Poland. So grandfather came from Michigan. Grandmother lived here. And really kind of cool. I love the story. And anyway, he loves working at Heedals. He does. He talks about, you know, taking care of customers on the phone all over North Dakota within a 100-mile radius to come in the front door, that, you know, do the ordering. He keeps the inventory straight, you know, a smile on his face. And he's new. I mean, so many of the folks at Heedals have been there decades. You know, we've talked to 30 and 40 years employees. This guy's been there less than a year, and absolutely loves us. Did he ever get stumped? He said, well, some of the older stuff comes in. I have a hard time finding, well, like a, you know, Model T or what? He said, well, not that bad, but a guy came in with a 49 Chevy this morning looking for the points and condensers for it, so... pretty darn cool. First car, by the way, an 88 Pontiac Sunfire hatchback. Proving I'm old and he's not. Eric Bonagoski, one of the Heat Alls, has it pros. Stop and see him throughout North
I've
Dakota.
I've wrecked a few cars by 88.
Yeah, exactly. All throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota, too. Back with Kevin Williams. From the Great National Review. One of the reasons I'm a conservative is this iconic publication. So he has written the book, The Case Against Trump. I want to ask him in a moment some of the things we should be most worried about from a policy standpoint if he were president. And also how this might end politically in the short time we have left. But Dustin in Bismarck has a question on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. First, go ahead for Kevin Williams. Dustin.
Yeah, thank you. Say it. I was just listening to his opening comments here, and it sounded an awful lot like the moderators from MSNBC attacking Trump on there. So, you know, unless there's, you know, real substance to it, I mean, it sounded an awful lot like what they're doing over there.
All right, let's let I'll go ahead and ask Kevin to address this, Dustin. Just hang on. So you're hearing that from a lot of people, right? That this is the Republican establishment, and that's why they're taking on Trump. Or it's, you know, it's lefties, like Dustin referenced at MSNBC. It sounds the same as them. What do you say to that, Kevin?
Well, the argument is the argument, and the case is the case. The evidence is the evidence. I could be Joseph Stalin, and the case against Trump would be the case against Trump. So, you know, I tend to dislike these... half-formed criticisms of, oh, well, that sounds like something someone at MSNBC would say. Well, maybe it does. Is it true or is it not true? Frankly, I don't find it a very interesting point of argument.
So give us what's true for Dustin's point. Okay, what could he factually, independently research policy-wise that most scares you about Donald Trump? One, two, or three?
Well, policy stuff. Since his main issue is immigration, it probably should enter the conversation that he doesn't actually seem to understand the immigration problem. Currently, most of our illegal immigrants don't come from Mexico. They come from elsewhere in Latin America. And they don't come by walking across the southern border. They come legally on visas through airports and other legal ports of entry, and then just don't leave when their visas are expired. So building a wall, which is something that should be done, is not going to actually solve that problem. There's a whole much larger problem there than that. And until you get serious about things like enforcement at the workplace, which is the real driver of this whole thing economically, you're not going to solve the problem. Because when you've got 50-odd percent of your illegals not coming by walking across the border, then sealing the border isn't going to do what you think it's going to do. So that's one thing. The second thing is we have an enormous financial problem related to our entitlements, namely Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Trump has more or less categorically refused to even think about reforming those things and has essentially zero understanding of what the real liabilities are there. And thirdly, of course, is foreign policy. We're in a very, very difficult state. We haven't had any kind of real foreign policy under the Obama administration. Our policy has been more or less not to have a policy. And we've got serious problems with non-state actors in the Middle East, our relations with China, a few things with our relations with some of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa and their economic development, which is of some interest to us, both economically and in terms of national security. And his, you know, entire foreign policy program seems to be shouting harumph. You know, I'm a really tough guy, and therefore Putin will respect me. That doesn't seem to be very likely.
Okay, Dustin, so there you go. That wasn't, you know, it's interesting. You're saying the facts are the facts, so I hear you. We don't get much of that from the media, so I don't blame Dustin for being a little concerned. But anything quickly you want to say on any of those points, Dustin?
Well, I guess, you know, if you would have started out with those facts to begin with instead of going after, you know, you kind of the bashing of Trump first. If you lay out the facts first, people are more likely to listen to you. It's kind of like the whole MSNBC thing. People go out there and bash. You lose your audience. Nobody wants to listen to that. They already decided you don't like them, and that's where it comes from. Totally like to hear all the, you know, the facts and everything. That's what everybody needs to hear, but it's kind of one of those things. If you call somebody a name before you sit down and have a conversation with them, probably not going to be much of a conversation. So
what are you saying? Yeah, I hear you.
God knows, in a conversation about Donald Trump, we could never say anything personal about someone. We've got to be shy and retiring and circumspect and show good manners in a conversation about Donald Trump. Yeah, because Trump never does anything like that. Trump never makes it about who it is. And Trump's entire campaign is about Trump being Trump. So it's a very reasonable thing to ask what sort of person this guy is. And the answer is not a very good one.
I think Dustin's just saying don't lead with the Paris Hilton thing. Go ahead, Dustin, quickly.
Well, I think if that's your strongest argument is to call him out and to do what you just did.
It's going
to
be tougher to make the case. I get it. Kevin, we're going to have you back. This is great stuff. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon today. And by the way, tomorrow, Veterans Day, please join us. Bring a vet. Thank a vet. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
My friends at Sunbelt Business Brokers have an invite for you. They're sponsoring a webinar featuring the famous John Warlow, the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. The webinar is Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. It's just $49, and if you use the promo code FLAG50, you get 50% off. Go to myvaluebuilder.com, sign up for this webinar, Built to Sell, November 18th, $49, or with the FLAG50 code, 50% off. Here's the deal. It's time to get back to the reasons you started your business and create a company that's built to sell. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, five-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book, Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up the business, value your firm, drive up the value of your business, and accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep well at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. MyValueBuilder.com, promo code FLAG50 for 50% off this webinar, Thursday, November 18th. Don't miss it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.